Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
And welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, how long have you been in business? How many years? How many changes have you seen? How have you changed your business? How many employees have you had? How many customers? How much water has flowed down the river, as they say? It's amazing what's changed over the years. It's amazing how the years have flown by. And it's amazing everything that we need to know. So over the years, you accumulate a certain business knowledge. And that business knowledge, understanding, will drive, and determination is what makes you successful. But you have to ask yourself, what did I forget about business? What did I forget about strategy? What did I forget about how we operate? Have I really paid attention to all the details of business? Because here is the problem. The problem is, if we're not constantly thinking, if we're not constantly doing things, if we're not constantly reading and updating and keeping our mind active, and we're just reacting on what we are doing every single day and there isn't any new input into your mind, your brain becomes, well, it just gives you what's there. There's no thought. I'm suggesting that you have probably forgotten a lot about what makes you successful. I'm suggesting that at times you are not operating at peak efficiency because you are not remembering exactly what you did, how you did it, and what made you have the will, drive, and determination that you do. This is a normal thing. There's nothing unusual about this. It doesn't really necessarily have anything to do with age. It has to do with time moving on. It has to do with all the complications of life. It has to do with all the things that are happening in our business. But we need to be relevant. We need to understand what needs to be done. We need to read articles. We need to read books. We need to listen to business podcasts. We need to get that one fresh idea every single day. If we're operating on the same information that we have, and if we're not updating our information, the world is changing. That creates a problem. If we're not making our brain active and we're not demanding more of ourselves, we just won't remember. We will just get complacent. We will think that business goes on forever and everything will be fine. Meanwhile, it won't be fine because the competition's nipping at your heels. You may not be thinking of new business ideas. You may not be thinking of what you need to remember from the past. You may not be thinking of, are you using the best business principles? But I assure you that the competition is. And I also assure you that if you are somewhat successful or very successful, the competition is looking at your business thinking, how can I take that business? So we need to be thinking all the time. We need to be talking business. We need to be living business. We need to be studying business. And we need to make sure that we are having conversations with all of our key people so that we're getting them into the game of business. We're getting them into the practice of thinking every single day. We're getting into the practice of them refreshing their minds, of coming up with new ideas, of absolutely being excited, of thinking and strategizing and planning. Because if we do that and don't do that, and we are just being stale and just using the old information and not changing anything, our brain will just, well, it won't come up with the thoughts that we need. So I want you to be very successful. I want you to make a lot of money. I want you to have the life that you deserve. Give your employees the raises. Let them also enjoy the fruits of the business success. But to do that, we have to be a strategist. We have to be a business person. We have to be a thinker. We have to be up on what's happening. We have to use our vision. We have to see. We have to think about what's going on. And we have to feel with our minds as to what's going on. And you are the person that's in charge, and if you're not doing it, you're coworkers, your employees, the people around you will not be doing it. So set a good example. Let's come up with a new idea. Let's encourage the old ideas. Let's sharpen up the business. If we bought a house and we were moving into a house and it was a house that someone had lived in previously, what would we do? We would paint the house. We would update the kitchens and the bathrooms. We would put new carpeting down. We would make the house ours. Make the business yours. Put a fresh coat of paint on the business. Get some thinking in there. Encourage the old thinking that helps us become successful. And let's get busy understanding what's happening in the society, what's happening in the economy, and how, as a business person, we can make it work for us to become profitable. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.